Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today, this is the seventh Sunday of Easter, is our lesson from the book of Revelation, tail end of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 to 7. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, when you turn through the pages of your Bible, you will see three different parts of the Bible described in the exact same way. The first part is described with a tree. The second part is described with a tree. The third part is described with a, guess, a tree. Three trees. The beginning of the world starts at a tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We sang about that at the beginning of service. The tree, I guess we could say, of the curse. In the middle of the Bible, we find our hope in the tree of the cross. And at the end of the Bible, today's lesson, Revelation 22, we find our hope for the future in a tree. Three trees. Only God's Word can put something so profound in such a simple way. And you have there all of the history of God's saving work summarized in a tree, the tree of the curse, the tree of the cross, and then the tree of life. Taking them in turn. The tree of the curse. Actually, it wasn't called that. It was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And not only that, it didn't look like a curse. It looked pretty good. They looked at the tree, our first parents, and they saw that it was good for food. This is a quote from the Bible. Good for food, pleasing to the eye, and desirable for gaining wisdom. Not only that, the first tree came with an amazing promise. Now, it was the devil's promise, but it was an amazing promise nonetheless. What did he promise them? He said, you eat from the tree, and you can be like God, knowing good and evil. You can be like God. You can chart your own course. You can follow your own mind. You're free to do what you want. You can go where you please. You're answerable to no one. What a paradise. You can be like God. Although scratch beneath the surface paint and you'll find something else, what the devil is really saying to them is you can be like me. You can do what I did. You can act independently of the good Lord like I did. And you can reap all the blessings that come from that, just like me. See, the trick here is the devil says you can have a paradise, but they already had paradise. They were in the Garden of Eden. They already had paradise. Paradise was found under the Lord God, not apart from the Lord God. But our first parents didn't hold to his word. They didn't read the fine print. And the fine print was, you already have paradise, you already know what is good, so what do you have to gain from listening to the devil? All you have to gain is the knowledge of evil. That's the only thing to be gained there, the knowledge of evil. Now, honestly, they probably didn't even know how to conceive of that because they didn't know what evil was. They had no experience of it. Any more than you and I living in this fallen world know what good is. Absolute good. I don't mean I had a good steak for dinner last night or something like that. We have good things. There's still echoes of the first creation. But to have an absolutely good creation where everything is right, everything is the way it should be, everything is according to the will of God, you and I have no experience of that. We have experience of a world that is polluted by sin. Sin that came when our first parents said, I know what you said, Lord, but I think I'm going to try this way, another way. And so they went on an adventure of being like God. And what happened? Well, you could have predicted it because you saw what happened to the evil one. He was going to be like God, and he got cast out of heaven. He became Satan, living in hell forever. Isn't that wonderful? There's a wonderful adventure, being like God. Now, our first parents and we got a reduced sentence, but it's still a difficult one. To the woman, the Lord said, I'll surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be contrary to your husband, but he will rule over you. And to Adam, the Lord said, because you've listened to the voice of your wife and eaten of the tree which I commanded you, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you, and in pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat of the plants of the field. And by the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you are returned to the ground, for out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. The Lord said, the day you eat of it, you'll die. They didn't die. They got a reduced sentence, but it's not too good a one. Not too good. What do you gain from going apart from the Lord? The only thing you gain is the knowledge of evil. The tree of the curse. Well, you have to go long years after that as you turn the pages of your Bible until you get somewhere near the middle, and that is the place where you arrive at, not the tree of the curse, but you arrive at the tree of the cross. You arrive outside Jerusalem, and there you see the Lord Jesus nailed to the cross. And why is he nailed to the cross? Well, you can figure out political reasons or theological reasons, but he's nailed to the cross because of his Father's reasons, his Father's purpose. Jesus became your sin. He took it on himself, and you became, as the Bible says, his righteousness. You were given his righteousness. And he did all that to lift the curse, to undo the work of the first tree, to lift the curse. Galatians chapter 3. Cursed is everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of God's law and do them. So who's that? Cursed is who? Everyone, yeah, us, everyone. However, Galatians 3:13, Christ Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He took our sin upon himself. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. And no amount of religion is going to get you out from under the curse. It's not going to work. My wife and I now and again go over to Goodwill. We like to go shopping there, probably because the prices are cheap. We like going to Goodwill, and my wife will look at the clothes section. She'll look at different bags and stuff. And I always make a beeline for the books, because you can get some cheap books there, good books. But there's a lot of religious books. And I think we were there yesterday or the day before, and I saw the Rule of Saint Benedict, and I saw the Way of Monks, and there was one that was a Buddhist book, and I think there was a Hindu book. There's all sorts of religions out there. And following the religions, do you get out from under the curse of sin? They have profound sayings, but profound sayings don't get you out from under the curse. There's only one who could do that. That's the Lord Jesus, by taking the curse on himself so that it could be off of you. The tree of the curse, the tree of the cross, and then there is the tree of life. But you got to wait till the end of the Bible for that one. Actually, you have to wait till the end of all things for that one. Because today's lesson, this is what you read. John the Apostle says, then the angel pointed out to me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city, that's the New Jerusalem. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be a curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him, and they will reign forever and ever. No matter how low you are in this life, if you're a child of God, the day will come when you will reign together with the Lord forever and ever. Now you think for a moment how many tyrants throughout history have wanted to reign and rule. Rule over a world, this world, that is cursed, that is full of troubles, that is full of headaches, that is full of heartaches. And you think for a moment, you watch them doing it, and you wonder, what do they hope to gain? What profit is it to gain the whole world and, you know how it goes, to lose your soul? And even if you gain the whole world, which nobody has ever done, but even if you did, you only get it for a few years because you don't live that long. But instead, the Lord says, for even the least of my children, you will reign. You'll reign together with the Lord Jesus. You'll reign in a new heaven and new earth, the home of righteousness. Everything on every level will be right and good. And above all, everything will be forever. Forever. We'll sing about it during Holy Communion. We'll sing these words. What God's almighty power has made, his gracious mercy keeps. By morning dawn or evening shade, his watchful eye never sleeps. Within the kingdom of his might, all things are just and good and right. To God all praise and glory. And then there's another verse. Interestingly enough, our hymn book didn't include it from the original hymn, but it goes like this. Then come now before his presence and banish fear and sadness. To your Redeemer pay your vow and sing with joy and gladness. Though great distress my soul befell, the Lord my God did all things well. To God all praise and glory. And in the end, that's what you say if you're a Christian person. In great distress, my soul befell in this life, but the Lord my God did all things well. To God all praise and glory. No matter what happened in this world of sin under the first tree, under the curse, the second tree, the tree of the cross, took my sin off of me and put it on Jesus and gave me a place in life eternal to eat from the tree of life, the third tree. And so, don't anyone say that the Lord doesn't get the last word. The Lord always gets the last word. Now, the devil may talk, and you and I may be foolish and not see things as they should be, but the Lord always seems to find a way to bring us back and give back to us the things that we had thrown away. The tree of the curse, taken away by the tree of the cross, leading to the tree of life. And so, to quote today's lesson, the Lord said to me, these words are faithful and true. They are faithful and true. You can bank on them. And so, once again, that hymn, all who confess Christ's holy name, give God the praise and glory. Let all who know his power proclaim aloud the wondrous story. Cast every idol from its throne, for God is God. And he alone. To God, all praise and glory. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.